And I want to turn my attention to Fine Gael defending its decision to expel a leading member of its youth organisation after the party claimed that he publicly supported his dad, who is an independent candidate in the general election. Jude Perry is the son of former Fine Gael Minister of State John Perry and is currently studying in Washington, D.C., where he joins us from now. Jude, good morning.
Good morning, Susan. Thank you for having me.
Jude, you might start a bit by telling us a little bit about this text message or WhatsApp message that you received from Fine Gael. Who sent it? When did you get it? And what did it say?
Well, on Wednesday evening, I received a text message from the Northwest Regional Organiser of Fine Gael to notify me that my membership of the party had been ceased. I was provided with no written reason or written evidence from the party, and I have yet to receive any written evidence from the party. And just to give some context, as you stated, I'm currently in Washington, D.C., where I've been since January 9th, before the election campaign has begun, and I will be here until June. So I haven't canvassed a single person or been actively involved in the campaign at all. That's why I found this news to be, you know, quite distressing. Being away from friends and family, I found it to be deeply saddening also, because this is a party that I've given the best part of my whole life to. My dad has been a member of Fine Gael, or was a TD for Fine Gael for 19 years, and I was canvassing for the party from a very young age. And more recently, I was involved in the setup of the first branch in Northern Ireland in Queen's University. I was appointed to the Northern Ireland Engagement Group by an Taoiseach, and I've been a member of the Sligo Leitrim constituency executive for 3 years. So I've always tried to advance the interests of Fine Gael over the last best part of 15 years. And that's why I found this decision to be deeply upsetting, to be honest.
Jude, the text message explained that outlined, I guess, that it had been brought to Fine Gael's attention that you had been involved in campaigning or been involved in assisting an independent candidate in the general election, i.e. your dad. Was there any more detail in the text message?
There was no more detail in the text message. I've yet to actually receive a written notice as to why my membership has been receded. I mean, there is due process. What should have happened is that a meeting of the National Executive should take place. I have since learned yesterday that no member of the Executive Council of Fine Gael, the governing body of the party, which decides on these issues, has been consulted. The Disciplinary Committee was never consulted either or convened. So I have yet to actually receive written notification from the Director of Organisation or the General Secretary, Tom Kern, as to why I have been expelled. And, you know, I found this...
Just to say to you, Jude, so your dad is a former Fine Gael Minister of State and he is running in Sligo as an independent. Have you been supporting his campaign via Facebook?
I have boosted a handful of posts from his account. But if you check my own private social media, both Facebook and Twitter, it will show very clear support for Fine Gael, as I said, which I want to stress. I've been in Washington, D.C. since January 9th, before the election. But regardless of this, I think there is due process. I mean, we don't live in China or in Putin's Russia. I think that when an accusation is made against someone, there should be a fair hearing. I've been given no fair hearing. I was notified by text message by the regional organizer that my membership has been ceased. And, you know, I find it quite saddening and astonishing that Fine Gael are expecting me to disown my dad and choose party over family, which I find to be upsetting, to be honest.
Jude, would you accept that the rules are the rules, though? I know you're talking about due process, but I suppose Fine Gael will say that it is incompatible with membership of Fine Gael to be anyway actively engaged in a campaign for another political party or indeed for an independent, and that if a member does that, then they do forfeit their membership.
No, Fine Gael Constitution clearly outlines that if someone is to be in breach of the rules, then a disciplinary hearing must be made. The person must be allowed to give their own fair case, must receive the decision in writing. I have been afforded none of those things. I haven't been afforded a hearing. I haven't received any notice or evidence as to why I've been expelled. And, you know, I do have some questions that I'd really like to ask if the General Secretary or indeed the Taoiseach is listening. You know, who made this decision? As I said, I've consulted some of the members of the Executive Council, and they weren't consulted about this. So I'd like to know who made this decision. And furthermore, is there a vendetta against the Parry family, who have been three generations members of Fine Gael? My grandfather goes back to my grandfather, and my father who served 19 years for them, and me, who has tried to advance their interests, not only in Northern Ireland, but in the Republic of Ireland as well.
Of course, Fine Gael will say that there definitely isn't. I'm sure they would deny that, and that the rules are the rules. What's your dad's reaction been to this, Jude?
Well, my dad's reaction has been upsetting. You know, I think that he is a candidate in the field. If they want to target him, that's all fair and well, but I think a lot of people would find this distressing that they target his family, which they've done in this instance, particularly me, who has given a lot of time to this party. And that's why being in Washington, D.C., being a long way from friends and close family, I found that being expelled from Fine Gael in such an abrupt manner to be deeply unprofessional and to lack some sort of human decency or respect for family values or relationships. I found, as a young active member who's, as I said, been involved in senior positions both within Fine Gael and Young Fine Gael, to be saddening, really. And you know, it was a real punch in the gut, if I'm being honest.
Finally, Jude, the finance minister, Pascal Donoghue, he's the director of elections, he has suggested that you could rejoin the party after the general election. What would you say to Pascal Donoghue?
Well, what I would say to the minister is that I've yet to receive any written notification from him as to why I have been, my membership has been revoked. And I said I would like to know who made this decision. It is clearly outlined, and I will say it again, in the Constitution, that there must be members of the Fine Gael Executive Council consulted before a member can be expelled. And they haven't been, nor at the disciplinary hearing being convened. And I would also like to point out, across the country, there are countless examples of Fine Gael members and councillors supporting, in a much more outgoing fashion than I have, independent candidates. So I would like to know who made this decision. And did Fine Gael expect me to denounce my own dad? Which it certainly seems to be on the face of it.
Okay, Jude Perry, thanks for speaking to us from Washington, D.C. this morning.